joining us here this morning is a guy who, whenever his songs go to number one, does some wild things. Brett Eldridge is our special guest this morning. Brett, what's
good
going on,
yeah.
brother? How are
good
you,
morning.
Man? I'll tell you what, you really step up the bar, don't you? You get one number one, you jump out of a plane. You get another number one, you swim with the sharks. I don't know if we should even ask you what your next challenge is going to be.
I'm still kind of in shock from the first two. I haven't quite decided on the third yet. I'm telling you, when you jump out of an airplane, it's like you never feel more alive in your life because you're like, this is it. You're like, there's no way I'm going to not splat on the ground when I get down there. You're like, you're thinking the whole time you're just never going to make it past that moment, and then they pull the parachute, and there you go.
That would be quite a rush, you know?
The free fall is the scariest part, but the second scariest part is when they pull the parachute, and then the guy decides he pulls one side of the chute down, and you just start spinning, and just a free fall spin.
Oh, my.
In your parachute, and I almost threw up. As soon as I got down to the bottom, I had one of my good buddies. Well, at least you'd be down there, have all the whiskey ready, a bar set up right there at the ground. So we literally had a bar of whiskey, and I literally got to the ground, and I was sick to my stomach so bad I could hardly even drink the whiskey. But we made it, and then had to up it up even a little more and go shark diving on the next one, and that was even crazier.
So what's worse, doing that than jumping on the airplane or swimming with the sharks? I mean, you're in a cage with the sharks, right?
No, I was originally supposed to be in a cage, and like the day before they called me and said, "What do you feel about maybe not even using the cage?" I was like, "Wait, what?" This whole time we've been playing in a cage, and now I'm going to go down there with, 6 to 8 foot sharks all around me with no cage. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
So maybe this time, if you're new tune, if that goes to number one, maybe you jump out of a plane into sharks.
Into shark waters.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
I like it.
Or
I
jump
like
out
it.
Of a plane with a shark with you, and you guys do a tandem jump.
Oh, with a shark with me, that's even better.
Brett yes. Eldridge is with us here on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. We're going to have a blast this Saturday for K105 Country Fest, and looks like you had a blast here recently as part of Big Brother and a little marriage proposal or something going on, right?
That was such a huge setup for a wedding engagement, and they wanted me as the person that sang their first love song together, so I'm up there, and some of the people in that house, they don't leave that house for 3 months. Talk about claustrophobic. I'm like one of the first people they see. And the couple that were getting engaged, they aren't in the show anymore, but one of them won the show. And you go on that set, and it was just such a cool experience, and everybody was awesome, and everybody was crying and stuff. And it's cool to be able to have a song that moves people like that with Mean to Me. And it just blew up online. The song literally went to towards the top of the iTunes charts and everything. It really struck a chord, so I was glad to do that.
Well, to give you that same Big Brother feel when you come to town here this weekend, we thought we'd have you move in with Dude for a couple of days and just camp out with him.
Is that cool? I often don't wear pants. Is that a problem?
Okay, all right. As long as I got enough booze to forget what I saw, then
Oh, God, you'll never forget.
There's not enough booze out there for that.
Brett Eldridge is our guest here. He is in town this weekend for K105 Country Fest. Congratulations, by the way, on the CMA nomination for New Artist of the Year, and very well deserved to you, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much, my friend. It's been a fantastic year, and we're winding it down now, and I just want to keep that wave of riding, and maybe we could take home an award, but regardless, being nominated is huge, and we'll just keep on trying to get those hits out there and get up on stage and get wild and crazy and have fun.
Oh, good luck to you. And one more thing. I know that you were on the Taylor Swift Red Tour at one point. You always hear these rumors about Taylor Swift and, the men that she's with and all these rumors that go on. Did you ever see her with anybody?
Ask him if he's ever dated her. Oh. Have you ever went out with her?
Yeah, we almost got married once. No, be honest, I never dated her or anything, but she was awesome to me. I mean, she was so sweet. First night I got there, I was the first person to take the stage on the Red Tour. I mean, I was the very first note. She came out and gave me a big hug, and she was just nothing but awesome. And we didn't fall in love right away, but, you never know. Maybe some way in the future.
You heard it here first on the Dan and Dude Show. Brett, we're looking forward to seeing you this Saturday for K105 Country Fest, man. Until then, we'll talk to you.
All right, guys. Looking forward to it.